Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. A lot of musicians and singers have tried their hands at songwriting. Few, though, with the consistency and skill of Dave Frischberg. By now, he's as well known for what he writes as what he plays. Here's an hour of songs by Dave Frischberg.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Dave Frischberg writes about a wide range of experiences, memories, and emotions. But if his songs have anything in common, it's jazz, not only in the melody's rhythms, but also in the hip outlook, the slightly detached sense of humor, and even the subject matter. No matter how far he gets away from the city, its rhythms, and its music, he always gets back eventually. Maybe it's a tribute to the life of a jazz musician. Maybe it's a tongue-in-cheek look at a high school dance. The music's always there when Dave Frischberg puts notes to paper. Rosemary Clooney and the Count Basie Band, I Want to Be a Sideman, and then Dave Frischberg and Bob Durow at the Saturday Dance.
Be a sideman, just a highly qualified man, a real professional pride man, old indispensable me. Now I can cut whatever comes up, fake and transpose, won't make a fuss. I want to set the vibes and drums up. Sight read the shows, sleep on the bus. I want to spend all my time with music and musicians. I want to go out and grab a smoke on intermissions. I want to sleep in the afternoons. Let the leader call all the tunes. I wanna be young. I wanna have fun. I wanna be a side man. I want to work for a superstar. I wanna hang in the hotel bar. I wanna be young.
Scootin' at the Saturday dance. I'm tootin'. Can I get the last dance? She smiled, I winked, then she spun away. I turned and blinked, she had run away. My heart hootin' at the Saturday dance. Flirtin' at the Saturday dance.
your skirt.
Think I still got a chance.
This time she came round and took my hand. I gave a squeeze so she'd understand my heart hurting at the Saturday dance.
Everybody's hopping on the floor till there's room for no more. You shuffle to the left and you reverse, then you do it once more.
On the side, separate and glide, then sashay back like before. Catch a girl and take her by the arm as you circle the floor.
Rosemary Clooney, I Want to Be a Sideman, and Dave Frischberg and Bob Durow at the Saturday Dance. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. Dave Frischberg's music is rooted in jazz, but his songwriting mentor was Frank Lesser, who wrote mainly for Broadway. Regardless of their musical differences, both wrote clever, well-crafted lyrics that are rooted in the everyday, the familiar, and the topical. Frischberg's are also often hip. That was true right from the start. Though he thinks his songwriting has gotten better than his first published song in 1962, it remains one of his best-known tunes. It's hip and mock-hip at the same time. That may explain why jazz singers remain drawn to it. Diana Krall sings Peel Me a Grape.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice. You've got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, be me. Either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine. Keep standing by, just entertain me. Champagne me, show me you love me. Kid, love me, best way to cheer me. Cashmere me, I'm getting hungry. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Sent out for scotch, boil me a crab. Cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals. Just hang around, pick up the tab, and never outthink me. Just mink me, polar bear rug me. Don't bug me, new thunder burn me. You heard me, I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Thank you. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap, when I say do it. Send out for scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals. Just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me. Just make me, polar bear, rug me, don't bug me, new Thunderbird me. You heard me, I am getting hungry.
Diana Krall, Peel Me a Grape. You're writing songs and you get one recorded. You're on your way. Except it took 8 years before Frischberg had another song recorded. He tried to write hits, and he said the results were uniformly terrible. Eventually, he went back to writing about what he cared about. He regained his footing in jazz, but brought to it his own wit. Somebody once said that Frischberg writes songs that Noel Coward would have written if he'd been born Jewish in St. Paul, Minnesota, and you have to add, was a jazz musician. John Pizzarelli sings Dave Frischberg's I'm Hip.
I'm hip. I'm no square. I'm awake. I'm alert. I'm aware. I am on the scene, making the rounds, digging the sounds. I buy People magazine, 'cause I'm hip. Like Dig, I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend man, 'cause I'm hip. And every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede's on, I'm getting my kicks, digging arty French flicks with my shades on. 'Cause I'm too much, I'm a gas, I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip, like I'm hip. Oh, I'm hip, oh, I'm hip, yeah, I'm hip. Oh, I'm hip, oh, I'm hip, yeah, I'm hip. Oh, I'm hip, oh, I'm hip, yeah, I'm hip. I am hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, floatio-do. Sammy Davis knows my friend, I'm so hip. I am hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Oh, I'm hip. Now I'm deep into Zen, meditation and macrobiotics. And as soon as I can, I intend to get into narcotics. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I'm a pet, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really, I do. Scooby-Doo. One more time, play Mag the Knife. Let her rip. I mean flip, 'cause I'm hip. Oh, don't you know that I'm hip? Yeah, tell the world that I'm hip. Don't you know, Daddy-o, that I'm hip? Oh, yes, I'm hip. Please don't tell my father. Oh, yeah, you better believe I'm hip.
John Pizzarelli, I'm Hip. Frischberg learned from Frank Lesser that songwriting's a craft. He says it's all very well to talk about emotion and inspiration, but a song isn't written that way. It's usually an assignment. But that doesn't mean it doesn't come from the heart. Baseball was important to Frischberg as a kid, and he understands the joy that millions of people take from the game. He merged that understanding with the craft of songwriting to write a number of baseball songs. Recalling the oddly named athletes that baseball seems to attract, Frischberg wrote a song from his own witty, antic point of view. It doesn't tell a story or explore a love affair. It just lists off some names to a bossa nova beat. Dave Frischberg sings Van Lingle Mungo.
Heaney Majeski, Johnny G, Eddie Juiced, Johnny Pesky, Thornton Lee, Danny Gardella, Van Lingle Mungo, Whitey Karowski, Max Lanier, Eddie Waitkus, and Johnny Vandermeer, Bob Estalella, Van Lingle Mungo, Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jacuki, Big Johnny Mize, and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trosky, Augie Gullan, and Pinky May, Stan Hack, and Frenchie Bordagaray, Phil Cavaretta, George McQuinn, Howard Pollett, and Early Wynn, Roy Campanella, Van Lingle Mungo. Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jacuki, Big Johnny Mize, and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trosky, John Antonelli, Ferris Fane, Frankie Crosetti, Johnny Sane, Harry Brookine, and Lou Boudreaux, Frankie Gustine, and Claude Passo, Eddie Basinski, Ernie Lombardi, Huey Mulcahy, Van Lingle Mungo.
Dave Frischberg, Van Lingle Mungo. Frischberg is as fond of Liszt songs as Cole Porter was, and he's just as urbane. But where Porter was elegant and indirect, Frischberg is quick and edgy. He strings lists of names or clichés or excuses or accusations. As serious as they might be, what drive these songs forward is the word's irreverent wit, deepened by the songwriter's wry recognition of what hurts beneath the humor. The titles give it away. John Pizzarelli sings Can't Take You Nowhere, and Dave Frischberg follows with Blizzard of Lies.
You knock back the schnapps, you talk back to cops, you walk in the room and conversation stops. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. You stagger, you sag, you're half in the bag. One glass of beer and you're a total drag. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere. I buy three or four, you mooch plenty more. The check comes around and you are out the door. I can't take you nowhere. No, I can't take you nowhere.
Your luggage is checked through. We got inflation licked. I'll get right back to you. It's just a standard form. Tomorrow without fail. Pleased to meet you. Thanks a lot. Your check is in the mail. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Toes and knees aren't all you'll freeze when you're in it up to your thighs. It looks like snow, but you never know when you're marooned in a blizzard of lies. You may have won a prize, won't wrinkle, shrink, or peel. Your secret's safe with me. This is a real good deal. It's finger-licking good, strictly by the book. What's fair is fair, I'll be right there. I am not a crook. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Better watch your step when your old dog Shep can't even look you in the eyes. You're cold and lost and you're double-crossed when you're marooned in a blizzard of lies. We'll send someone right out. Now this won't hurt a bit. He's in a meeting now. The coat's a perfect fit. Strictly fresh today, serve us with a smile. I love you, darling, till I die, we'll keep your name on file. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you're in for a big surprise when you're marooned, marooned,
blizzard of lies. A blizzard of lies.
John Pizzarelli, Can't Take You Nowhere, and Dave Frischberg, Blizzard of Lies. Frischberg's song list stretches widely across the range of his observations and perceptions. He sounds too cool to be nostalgic, but his list of songs makes room for nostalgia. He doesn't tell a lot of stories, but he does accumulate familiar reference points that add up to more than the sum of their parts. This time he's looking back. Rosemary Clooney sings Dear Departed Past.
Am I hopelessly old-fashioned? 'Cause I'm harboring a passion for the olden days. Is my sense of time so out of joint? It's starting to distort my point of view. Does my antiquarian brain contain imaginary memories of golden days? Can one feel a real nostalgia for a time and place one never even knew? I anticipate times to come with something less than jubilation, and I'm turning to times gone by with something more and more like admiration. Here's to the dear departed past, the musty magazines, the sepia-tinted scenes of long-forgotten places. Here's to the dear departed past, the photographs you find that seem to call to mind familiar family faces. That's when every sky was bluer, clouds seemed to disappear back then. That's when every friend was truer. Ah, but then again, didn't they know you when? Here's to the folks who live next door. Let's cut across the yard, drop in and leave a card with neighborly affection. Here's to the ways we see no more, the manner and the style that makes you want to smile in happy retrospection. As for me, I'll forget about the future, 'cause the future fades away too fast. Now's the time to lift a cup of cheer and say, here, here, for the dear departed past. Here's to the sides we used to spin, the Deccas and Savoys, with all the surface noise, the Lindy Hops and Foxtrots. Here's to the Orphan Annie pin, the Secret Squadron ring the mailman used to bring for a quarter and some box tops. Music on the uke was easy, E7 always went to A. Chinese checkers and Parcheesi, and every Saturday, the movie matinee. I love the 55 Bel Air, the 37 Fords, complete with running boards and rumble seats and fenders. Where are the clothes we used to wear? Now don't forget your tie and button up your fly and fasten your suspenders. As for me, I don't think about tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow wasn't built to last. Now's the time to weep a little tear into your beer for the dear departed past. Three cheers for the champs of yesterday, Jack Dempsey, John McGraw, Joe Louis, Sammy Baugh, the movers and the shakers. And here's to the teams that moved away from disenfranchised towns, the old St. Louis Browns, the Minneapolis Lakers. That's when basketballs had laces and halfbacks played safety on defense. That's when there were parking places, hot dog for a dime, White Castle, 7 cents. And here's to White Castles by the sack. I heard somebody say they're still around today, but they wouldn't taste the same now. Here's to the years that won't be back, the days that dodged away and left us here to play a completely different game now. But here's to the echoes of tomorrow, soon to be memories at last, memories that will someday reappear loud and clear in the dear departed past. Memories that will someday reappear loud and clear in the dear departed past.
Rosemary Clooney, Dear Departed Past. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. There's something urban about Dave Frischberg's songs, and often something urbane as well. It doesn't matter that they aren't set in a particular city. Lovers, perhaps married, certainly city dwellers, eat out a lot. City dwellers do. But these are lovers, and food is less important than other things. The invitation feels casual, but there's something in the cards. A second song lists off a series of clichés about a city we all know, even if we haven't been there. Not because it's a terrible place, but because clichés can't do it justice. Rosemary Clooney, Let's Eat Home, and Margaret Wakely, Another Song About Paris.
I like to stroll on the Costa del Sol at sunrise. And to me, Waikiki is the place to be, speaking fun-wise. I like to dine in a Florentine palazzo. You can laugh and call me fatso. That's okay by me. I like to stick with the first-class ticket buyers, setting trends with my trend-setting friends, the frequent flyers. I like to shop on the Champs-Élysées, eat curry in Old Bombay, and spend New Year's Eve in either Tel Aviv or Rome. But if it's all the same to you, let's eat home. Thank you.
with the bunch in old Savannah. I know a swell motel north of Kalispell, Montana. I like to eat in my suite at the Savoy Plaza. And I know a bar in Gaza where they serve goat lip tea. I jump a jet just to Samba one set in Rio to say hi, how's the folks? Maybe swap a few jokes with the trio. And then it's off to my condo in Spain, hang glide off the coast of Maine, and spend Labor Day in either Monterey or Nome. But if it's all the same to you, let's eat home.
In the stall on the Rue Madeleine near the Place Pigalle, how amusing when the gypsy stole our wine. Remember Notre Dame where we chatted with a hunchback, the dim cafe where we had to send our lunch back. Ah, Paris in the spring, it was all too divine. Another song about Paris. Is there room for one more? Is there really a note or a word we haven't all heard before? Is there one thing about Paris left to sing, left to say? Though they still may be gay on the Rue de la Paix, near the Champs-Élysées, in that sidewalk cafe where Maurice Chevalier sipped his cafe au lait. I'm afraid that today it's become, how you say, more or less a cliché to sing a song about Paris. Charming though it may be, another song about Paris is like another cup of water in the sea. So spare us another song. All the songs about Paris sound exactly the same to me. Pigeons on the grass on the Rue Soufflot, and pigeons under glass at the Deux Margaux. How confusing when we couldn't find Montmartre. Remember the small hotel where we didn't tip the waiter, the way we fell when we met the waiter later. Breakfast at Maxime's, it was toujours a la carte. I could sing songs about Paris till I ran out of breath. I defy you to find me just one that hasn't been done to death. It's all been said about Paris. Let it lie, let it be. Though they still say oui, oui, and they sigh, c'est la vie, as they gulp their Chablis on the Rue Rivoli. I'm afraid, mon ami, one more gay melody sung for Lady Paris is a fête accompli. A cold cup of tea. There's nothing wrong about Paris. It's a nice place to be. You may feel strong about Paris, and maybe 50 million Frenchmen would agree. But spare us another song about Paris, 'cause all the songs about Paris sound exactly the same to me.
Rosemary Clooney, Let's Eat Home, and Margaret Wakely, Another Song About Paris. Frischberg is a hip, cool city guy who also writes about the country. His own life has taken him from St. Paul to New York to Los Angeles, and now he lives in Oregon. When he looks away from the city, he writes with something that's nearly sweet, though never sentimental or schlocky. As with all his songs, the allusions and images feel rooted in common memory, lost yet remembered. At least some of the time, the voice in the song is still a city dweller's, somebody who's visiting or passing through. Dave Frischberg, Green Hills of Earth.
Someday, centuries away, the great-grandchildren of our great-grandchildren will stand together hand in hand. And someday, centuries away, the great-grandchildren of our great-grandchildren will sing of their ancestral land a song they may not even understand. We were earthlings, we remember the common bond we share with creatures of the forests, fields, and seas, creatures of the air. We were earthlings from a far world where life had just begun, a star that once was our world, spinning golden in the sun. But wander we will, for wander we must, remembering still we're only children, children of the dust. And wherever we wander, wherever we roam, we'll never forget the world we called our own. The green hills of earth, the green hills of earth, our home. We were earthlings, we remember, however far we fly beyond the reach of measured time and space, through centuries of sky. We were earthlings, now we honor the world we left behind, the birthplace of our fathers, the mother of mankind. So wander we will, for wander we must, remembering still we're only children, children of the dust. And wherever we wander, wherever we roam, we'll never forget the world we called our own. The green hills of earth, the green hills of earth, our home.
Dave Frischberg, Green Hills of Earth. We don't think of Frischberg as a writer of romantic ballads. Those are the kinds of songs he turned away from writing many years before because they didn't feel believable. But every now and then he returns to the form, the most familiar kind of popular song, and manages to invest his writing with a line of elegant melody and rhyme that gives it conviction. Michael Feinstein, You Are There.
Thank you. in the evening, when the kettle's on for tea, an old familiar feeling settles over me, and it's your face I see, and I believe that you are there. In a garden, when I stop to touch a rose and feel the petals soft and sweet against my nose, I smile and I suppose that somehow maybe you are there. When I'm dreaming and I find myself awake without a warning, and I rub my eyes and fantasize, and all at once I realize it's morning, and my fantasy is fading like a distant star at dawn. My dearest dream is gone. I often think there's just one thing to do: pretend the dream is true and tell myself that you are there.
Michael Feinstein, You Are There. Dave Frischberg must have grown up knowing how to tease, for now he sets his eye on a lawyer. Easy target, you might think. But Frischberg's style is the sideswipe rather than the head-on collision. The song is clever, not blunt. Seemingly approving, but not quite. It may be Frischberg's best-known song. It's certainly Blossom Dearie's, for whom it's been a signature song for decades. This is Blossom Dearie with My Attorney Bernie.
I'm impressed with my attorney Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends. He's got very big connections, and I follow his directions. Bernie knows his way around, and so I always do what Bernie recommends. I am blessed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with the way he runs the store. He's got Dodger season boxes and an office full of foxes. It's amazing all the different things your average girl might need a lawyer for. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. Touch with my attorney Bernie. In a clutch, he can speed right to the scene. And if I'm locked up in the jail with just one phone call for my bail, he said to call his club collect or deal directly with his answering machine. When I dine with my attorney Bernie, he buys wine from the rare imported rack. That's 'cause Bernie is a purist, not your polyester tourist. Bernie waves the glass around a while, then takes a sip and always sends it back. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. I admire my attorney, Bernie. I admire any guy who knows his stuff. Sure, we blew a couple ventures with a counterfeit debentures, but you win a few, you lose a few. Like Bernie says, you keep on hanging tough. Thanks to you, my attorney, Bernie. Thanks to you, I'm considered well-to-do. Sure, I made out like a bandit, just exactly like you planned it. But like Murray, my accountant, told me yesterday, I owe it all to you. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. On the dotted line.
Blossom Dearie, my attorney, Bernie. You can't listen to Dave Frischberg's songs without encountering jazz eventually, in his rhythms, his melodic line, or his language, certainly in the feel and texture of his song. He tells a conventional story about two young people, except the outlook is hip and the slang with it. His closeness to jazz and his ability to merge it seamlessly with his songwriting gives him a voice and sound distinctively his own. John Pizzarelli sings, Slappin' the Cakes on Me.
I walked in, I sat down, took my customary look around. I saw a fine young thing heading straight my way, and before I could think of something slick to say, she smiled, sat down and said, yes you may. She was slapping the cakes on me, my friend. Slapping the cakes on me. She was slapping the cakes on me, my friend. As any fool could plainly see, she was full of feminine expertise. She was on her toes, I was on my knees. She was slapping the cakes on me, my friend. Slapping the cakes on me. I was mute, I was mum, I was trying not to look too dumb. I said, I certainly hope you won't misconstrue, but perhaps we could have a little drink or two. I said, what's your pleasure? She said, guys like you. She was slapping the cakes on me, my friend. Slapping the cakes on me. On me, my friend, as any fool could plainly see. Well, she grabbed my leg and gave a friendly squeeze. I said, hello, sweetheart. She said, no names, please. Slapping the cakes on me, my friend. She was slapping the cakes on me. Walked out hand in hand, exactly as the lady planned. And I moved in with my smoothest line. I said, look here, woman, what's your sign? She said, later for that, your place or mine. She was slapping the cakes on me, my friend. Slapping the cakes on me. She was slapping the cakes on me. As any fool could plainly see, she was a ruthless master of cruel intrigue. She was over my head, I was out of my league. She was slapping the cakes on me, my friend. Slapping the cakes on me. Now to tell you the truth, that's exactly what happened just the other night when this lady started slapping the cakes on me. Slapping the cakes on me.
John Pizzarelli, Slapping the Cakes on Me. People ask me, why don't they write songs like they used to? I try to remind them that the world is supposed to change over the course of 50 years, but there are still good songwriters. There are always good songwriters. You want proof? Listen to the songs of Dave Frischberg. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.